Well, friends, we now commence with the last chapter in Consumer Protection Act, which is all about consumer redressal agencies. To give you a background of this contents of this chapter, the very preamble of this act stated, here is an act to provide better protection and interests of the consumers, and for this purpose councils are established at the central, state and district level, and the establishment of other authorities for settlement of industrial disputes. So for settlement of industrial disputes we have a three-tier redressal agency system. Now, what is the meaning of redressal? It means remedial measures provided to the consumer in the event of defect in goods or deficiency in services. And therefore, we have a three-tier agency at the district, state and national level. Let us now proceed into the contents of this chapter on consumer dispute redressal agencies, starting with the base forum, which is called the district forum. We now have the district forum, wherein the state government establishes a forum which is called the Consumer Dispute Redressal Forum, which is established by the state government. Composition: it has a president, which has been or is qualified to be a district judge, and there are two members not less than 35 years of age, having a bachelor's degree from a recognized university, having adequate knowledge, experience of at least 10 years in the field of public affairs and administration, one of whom shall be a woman. Coming down to the jurisdiction of the district forum, the monetary value of goods and services and the compensation claimed shall not exceed 20 lakhs. Now, as far as the territorial jurisdiction of the district forum is concerned, under section 11 of the Consumer Protection Act, the opposite party, that is the defendant, shall be at the time of the institution of the complaint be residing, carrying out business, or if there are more than two parties who are defendants, that is the opposite parties, shall be residing, having business wherein the cause of action wholly or in part arises. If the dispute is pending before a civil court, the consumer forum has no jurisdiction. Well, friends, I would just like to have you informed here. Now, when we come to territorial jurisdiction, we want to understand that the powers or authority of the district forum normally depends on the area wherein the opposite party or the defendant resides, carries on any place of business, has a branch office or is actually doing business. So if there are more than two parties wherever they reside or carry on business, there is an institution of a suit normally where the cause of action arises, or where the defendant would like to have the institution of the suit, the territorial jurisdiction of the district forum essentially lies in such a place. Who can file a complaint? Under section 12 of the Consumer Protection Act, who can file this complaint? Now we have five categories and then I shall move. It is the consumer to whom the goods are sold or services rendered. It could be any voluntary consumer organization, including the Association of Shareholders under the Companies Act 56 or 2013, or any kind of association attached to consumer organizations registered under any law for the time being in force. It includes the state or central government. Where there are one or more consumers having the same cause of action, there can be a public interest litigation, or PIL as we call it. And finally, we have legal representatives of a deceased consumer who are eligible to file a complaint. So therefore, to consumers to whom such goods are sold or delivered or agreed to be sold or delivered, any recognized consumer association, one or more consumers, if there are numerous consumers having the same interest, the central or the state government. Now, how do we proceed with filing a complaint? This complaint is lodged by any of the aforesaid people in three sets. They will clearly mention five important things: the name and address of the complainant, the name and address of the opposite party, the grounds or the causes for the dispute. Fourthly, what are the various areas on which they have had the dispute? And fifthly, the reliefs claimed by the complainant. This shall be accompanied by a fees which is taken by way of a DD, a demand draft, or an Indian postal order on a recognized banker, so that the district forum is now in a position to proceed with the hearing of the proceedings. We shall now proceed with regard to the procedure for dealing with complaints by the district forum. The admissibility of the complaint shall ordinarily be decided within 21 days from the complainant's receipt date. Procedure applicable to the district forum involves the appropriate laboratory test or analysis of the goods for complaint regarding goods, a complaint relating to services, and the receipt of evidence on any affidavit. Now let me just have this explained to you in greater details. We have seen that the complainant has forwarded the complaint to the district forum. The district forum now, after a period of 21 days after the receipt of the complaint, sends this objection to the opposite party. The opposite party is required to give its version within 30 days, failing which a maximum of 15 days is permitted, so that within a period of 45 days, the opposite party is required to give its version. Supposing the opposite party doesn't give a written statement but wants to file its objections, the district forum, on the principles of equity, fair play and natural justice, shall entertain the same. After the period of obviously 30 days, including 15, the opposite party denies or disputes the allegations made by the complainant. District forum, what is the procedure involved? It involves 7 steps. Step number 1, the district forum asks the complainant to send a sample of his goods in case they are required to be tested for any defect in quality with the appropriate laboratory. Now, what is the meaning of an appropriate laboratory? Under Section 21A of the Consumer Protection Act, an appropriate laboratory is a laboratory or an organization for the purposes of testing the quality, whether it conforms to certain standards as per the Bureau of Indian Standards. So therefore, it is a laboratory which is recognized by the central or state government for the purposes of testing an article in order to see that goods are free from any defect. Any private laboratory is not considered an appropriate laboratory. After the sample is taken, it is sealed and authenticated by the district forum. Step number 2. This sample is then sent to the appropriate laboratory for the purposes of testing. Step number 3. Before it is sent for testing, the district forum tells the complainant a certain fee is required to be paid. So, unless the fee is paid, the testing will not be carried out. Thus, the complainant is required to remit the money, and this money, which is sent to the district forum, is forwarded to the appropriate laboratory. Step number 4. The appropriate laboratory reports its findings immediately and sends its findings. Step number 5. If the opposite party, that is the defendant, has any objections, he is required to file the same. And step number 6 is an area wherein the district forum immediately tells the opposite party, we will now have the area wherein, if you have any objections, we'll have the findings as well as the findings of the appropriate laboratory and see whether there is any defect in the goods to have them replaced. This will be the same procedure, my dear friends, as far as services are concerned. But here, as far as services are concerned, you're aware, we don't have any such procedure as far as appropriate laboratory is concerned, because the testing takes place only in the event of defect in goods, but not for a deficiency in service. So therefore, we get both the parties. The district forum hears and gives an opportunity of hearing to both the parties, namely the complainant and the defendant. Supposing the complainant fails to appear, the district forum obviously has the suit dismissed for a default, wherein if the opposite party fails to appear, here is an ex parte decision which is taken by the district forum. However, if the matter has already been decided by any other court, the district forum has no jurisdiction over the subject matter. Now, powers of the district forum are concerned, it is very similar to that of a civil court under the Civil Procedure Code of 1908. What are the powers of a civil court? The civil court has 5 important powers. To summon means to call and enforce the attendance of any defendant or witness and examine him on oath. He is required to give a promise as far as the opposite party is concerned, and any witness along with the defendant is required to give a submission before the district forum. The discovery and production of any document or material object which is producible as evidence. Requisitioning means to request or call for any report of the concerned analysis or test from the appropriate laboratory or from any other relevant source. It also has the power to issue a summons. Now, issuing summons means issuing orders by the district forum stating that if there is any defect or any kind of a complaint with regard to the goods, the opposite party, the defendant, is required to give his version along with the defendant. Any other matter which may be prescribed under the Consumer Protection Act. The district forum has got additional powers, and what are they? To produce or allow to be examined any books, accounts, documents, records, even commodities. The district forum asks the defendant, in case you have any additional information, you will have to give me the same. And he authorizes any officer to search the premises and seize the books, papers, any commodities, so that in case there is any kind of fabrication, any kind of secrecy, it is required to be immediately rectified by the district forum. We move to the last area on the findings of the district forum and the relief to the complainant under Section 14 of the Consumer Protection Act. What is the district forum required to do? Number 1, ask the defendant, that is the opposite party, immediately remove the defect from the goods or deficiencies in services, so that if there is any fault or shortcoming, the district forum directs the party, please remove it with immediate effect. Replace the goods with new goods of the same description as what the complainant requires. Return to the complainant the price or charges in case it is over and above the MRP or that which is charged in the package. Pay such amounts as compensation as awarded in case of mental agony or any kind of injury to the complainant, a compensation is required to be paid. Discontinue any kind of unfair trade practices, deceptive practices or restrictive trade practices. Not to offer or withdraw any hazardous. Hazardous means any kind of dangerous goods for sale. Again, to issue any corrective advertisement or neutralize the effect of any misleading advertisements. And if there are more than one or more consumers, the amount of compensation shall not be less than 5% of the goods and the necessary costs of expenses of maintaining the suit shall be suitably compensated by the district forum. We now move to the second body, namely the State Commission. Under Section 16, 17, 17A and 17B. Composition. In every state, there is a forum which is called the State Consumer Redressal Forum, which is established by the state government. Now, as far as the composition is concerned, it shall consist of the president, who is a judge of the High Court, and two other members, one of whom is a woman. These members shall be not less than 35 years of age, shall have 10 years of experience and professional knowledge as regards public affairs and administration. Now, as far as the State Commission is concerned, there shall be not less than 50% of the members who have a judicial or a legal background, wherein they shall be presiding officers of any court or tribunal for entertaining matters with regard to the State Commission. Now, there is a selection committee process whereby the president and the members are elected by the Minister of Consumer Affairs and the state government, the minister in charge of legal affairs or the law department of the state government, while the president is chosen by the president of the State Commission. Their tenure is normally 5 years, goes up to 65 years. They are eligible for a reappointment up to 67 years in case they fulfill other requirements. What are the disqualifications for appointment as a member? Right. Now, I shall inform you as to what are the various disqualifications. Number one, he's convicted and obviously imprisoned for any offense of moral turpitude. That is, if he practices any kind of unethical areas or going against public policy, and if he's convicted, he is not eligible, he is disqualified. Secondly, if he is an undischarged insolvent, he is declared as a bankrupt person by a competent court and he has not satisfied his debts, he becomes an undischarged insolvent where he is liable to be removed. He is removed by any body corporate or is dismissed from service. He is removed because he has a financial interest in any of the areas pertaining to the State Commission and any other disqualification as may be prescribed. In case it is the president, if he doesn't appear for 3 consecutive sittings of the meetings of the State Commission, he is also disqualified to be continuing as a president. Now let us come into the jurisdiction of the State Commission. Monetary. The State Commission can entertain complaints where the value of the goods or services and compensation, if any, claimed exceeds 20 lakhs but does not exceed rupees 1 crore. Appellate jurisdiction, it can entertain any appeals against the orders of the district forum within the state, and these appeals shall be filed within a period of 30 days. Supervisory or revisionary. The State Commission calls for records as far as the district forum is concerned and states that the State Commission will pass supervisory or revisionary orders in three areas. The district forum has failed to exercise jurisdiction adequately. It has exercised a jurisdiction which is not vested by law, or it has acted in a manner which is illegal or irregular as far as its judgment is concerned. The State Commission is entitled to have revisionary or supervisory powers under three circumstances. Powers of the State Commission, it is entitled to transfer cases under Section 17A on the application of the complainant or on its own motion. The State Commission may transfer any complaint to another district forum within the state. We now move to the last area on the three-tier redressal agency, namely the National Commission. Here is a body which is established, which is called the National Consumer Redressal Forum, established at New Delhi by the central government. Now, we go to the composition. Looking down to the composition here, it has a president who is a judge of the Supreme Court. It shall have not less than 4 and not more than 11 members, below 35 years of age, having 10 years of professional expertise in public affairs and administration, and over and about this, 50% of the members shall be having a legal background wherein they are presiding officers of any court or tribunal. Disqualifications for appointment are the same as what we have mentioned for the State Commission, wherein if he is removed for any offence as regards moral turpitude, if he is an undischarged insolvent, if he is of unsound mind, or where he has been dismissed from any service of a public authority, or he has any financial interest as far as any undertaking is concerned, and any other area as decided by the National Commission. The terms and conditions of service shall be as what is prescribed by the Commission from time to time. Resignation and vacancy. Now, supposing any member resigns and his office falls vacant, another member shall be appointed in his place and he shall continue to hold office wherein their tenure is 5 years up to the age of 70 years where they are eligible for a reappointment as far as the President of the National Commission is concerned. Now, coming to the removal of the president or the members, it shall be on the same grounds as we have discussed under the State Commission. The jurisdiction of the National Commission, monetary, it shall entertain all complaints where the value of the goods or services and the compensation claimed exceeds rupees 1 crore. So, you have understood the district forum is obviously less than 20 lakhs. The State Commission is over 20 lakhs up to 1 crore. The National Commission is over 1 crore. Appellate jurisdiction, it can entertain appeals against any orders of the State Commission provided it is filed within a period of 30 days from the date of the order. Supervisory or revisionary. If there is any area as regards supervisory powers, the National Commission is allowed to give an order wherein it feels that the State Commission has exercised jurisdiction which is not vested. It has failed to exercise its powers adequately, or it has corrected or acted in a manner which is illegal or irregular, in which case the National Commission has an overall supervisory or revisionary power to revise the orders of the State Commission. If there is a difference of opinion, obviously it would be decided by the majority of members. Going down to the contents of the complaint, there will be a memorandum which is submitted by the complainant, giving his name and address, the name and address of the opposite parties, the grounds for the dispute, when and where the dispute had taken place, and the reliefs claimed by him. He shall have to pay a requisite fee for the purposes of entertaining the suits, which is drawn on a nationalized bank, which is by way of a DD, that is a demand draft, or an Indian postal order. The procedure shall be the same as we have discussed it earlier with the district forum. Well, it shall apply to the National Commission on the same basis, depending on whether there is a defect in goods or a deficiency in service. The commission calls for the appearance of both the parties. If the complainant fails to appear, it shall be dismissed. While if the opposite party doesn't come, it's an ex parte order, which means a decision taken in the absence of the appearance of the defendant. Sitting of the National Commission, it is decided by the president along with two other members, wherein on the date of the hearing, it shall be obligatory on the parties or their agents to appear before the National Commission. The time limit for deciding the complaint, if no analysis or testing of the commodity is required, then normally within 3 months from the date of notice received. Supposing we go in for testing, it is a period of 5 months. Orders. Every order made by the National Commission shall be signed by the President or the senior most member and at least two members who have conducted the proceedings of the meeting. Now, coming down to appeals. Appeal to the State Commission. Any area where the district forum has made an order and the party is aggrieved, he is dissatisfied that he requires a request to be made to a higher authority, an appeal shall be entertained with the State Commission within a period of 30 days. If there is any delay as far as this period is concerned, there has to be an application by the complainant stating the grounds as to why the period has not been adhered, so that the State Commission on areas where it finds it satisfactory shall extend the period accordingly. The State Commission shall call for a hearing of both the parties, and it shall be represented either by the parties themselves or by the legal representatives. And after hearing both the parties, a decision shall be taken by the State Commission accordingly. A procedure in appeal before the National Commission. The procedure has the following areas. There is a memorandum of appeal whereby the grounds or the details with regard to the complaint is required to be lodged by the complainant as to the name and address of himself, the opposite party, the grounds, the various areas of the dispute and the reliefs that are claimed by him, and why exactly the State Commission's decisions were not adequate or were not suitable to him is required to be mentioned, along with a fee. An appeal after the limitation period, the period is 30 days. In case the National Commission would like to have an appeal entertained, this will have to be done only after reasons are recorded as to why the period of 30 days was not adhered by the complainant. So, it is only on special grounds that an appeal can be entertained after the limitation period. Appearance of parties. The National Commission requests both the parties to be present along with their legal representatives for a hearing. And the grounds not urged, that is, only the grounds or the areas which have been mentioned in the complaint will be entertained. Any other area shall not be entertained by the National Commission on Appeal unless a special permission is taken. After hearing both the parties, a verdict is given by the National Commission, which has to dispose of the case within a period of 90 days. Thank you, my friends. In case of any appeal by the National Commission, the highest authority would be the Supreme Court, wherein it is sought to be decided by the competent authority. So, well, friends, I think we have now had a thorough insight into the three-tier redressal agency, which is a quasi-judicial machinery wherein it is, although not a civil court, it has all the powers which is very similar to that of a civil court under the Civil Procedure Code 1908. Thank you.